我们一起预备心，同心默祷。
Let us prepare our hearts and pray in silence.
阿门。哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续星期五晚上在会堂的崇拜聚会。
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our Sabbath worship this evening.
来唱赞美诗122首。
Let's sing hymn number 122. Did it?
我们一起来祷告，求神来带领我们晚上的聚会。
Let's pray together to ask God to guide our service tonight.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
在一场告别的丧礼当中一位传道人讲完了这个彼此饶恕的道理。
And once during a funeral service, the pastor gave a sermon about forgiveness.
会后有一个信徒来找这个传道。
And after the service, one member approached him.
他说：“传道，我跟你说，我现在已经不再恨人了。”
And saying, Pastor, I don't hate anybody anymore.
那这个传道觉得很高兴，这个弟兄姐妹对他刚刚那一篇信息有所反应。
And so the pastor was rather pleased that he received such a positive response from his sermon.
所以又追进一步的问对方说你能不能把你不再恨人的这个秘诀跟我分享一下。
So he asked this believer, can you share with me the secret why you no longer hate anyone?
那对方就告诉传道说因为刚刚那一位离世的那一场告别式那一位离世的人是我最后一个恨的人。
So the member replied that that person who is dead now is the last person that I hate on earth.
我所有恨的人都已经死光了，所以我不再有恨的人。
So everybody that I hated is now dead, so I no longer have anybody else to hate.
原来他不是有不再恨人的秘诀，而是他恨到人死的，他才不再恨。
So it means that this member did not really have a secret of not to hate anyone, but rather he kept his hatred until everyone was dead.
谈到饶恕说起来容易，做起来很难。
So it is easy to speak of forgiveness, but it is hard to forgive.
身为传道人有时候也要听到弟兄姐妹诉苦互相控告埋怨那个伤害他的人。
And as a preacher, I hear of members complaining against one another, how they were hurt by other members.
那总是以这个彼此相爱的道理，彼此饶恕的道理来相互这个勉励。
And of course, we try to share with them the message of how to love one another and how to forgive one another.
但往往能达到的只是治标不能治本。
But often we can only treat the symptoms, not the root cause.
像圣经里头也有这么一段的记载
And there is an example in the Bible.
我们来看马太福音的18章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音18章21节到35节。
Matthew chapter 18 verses 21 to 35.
十八章二十一节，那时彼得近前来对耶稣说：“主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？”二十二节。耶稣说：“我对你说，不是到七次，乃是到七十个七次。”二十三节。天国好像一个王要和他仆人算账。二十四节。才算的时候，有人带了一个欠一千万银子的来，二十五节，因为他没有什么偿还之物，主人吩咐把他和他妻子儿女并一切所有的都卖了偿还，二十六节，那仆人就俯伏拜他说：“主啊，宽容我，宽容我，将来我都要清还。”二十七节， 那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放，并且免了他的债。28节。那仆人出来遇见他一个同伴，欠他10两银子，便揪着他，掐住他的喉咙说：“你把所欠的还我。”29节。他的同伴就俯伏央求他说：“宽容我吧，将来我必还清。”30节。他不肯进去，把他下在监里，等他还了所欠的债。31节。众同伴看见他所做的事，就甚忧愁，去把这事都告诉了主人。32节。于是主人叫了他来，对他说：“你这恶奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了。”33节。你不应当连续你的同伴，向我连续你吗？34节。主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的，等他清还，等他还清了所欠的债。35节。你们个人若不从心里饶恕你们的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。在这里谈到这个彼得问耶稣说他的弟兄得罪他，要饶恕他到几次？饶恕7次够不够
？So here Peter asked the Lord, if my brother sins against me, how many times should I forgive him? 7 times?
那耶稣告诉他说，不是7次哦，是70个7次。
And Jesus replied, not 7, but up to 77 times.
换句话说，耶稣要彼得去思考，饶恕是一个好事情。
So, the Lord Jesus wanted Peter to reflect how good it is to forgive.
但是如果我们把饶恕人这个一次一次都算放在心里头，那不算饶恕了。
But if we actually kept tabs on how many times we forgive someone, then we are not actually forgiving that person.
那再来，耶稣说70个7次。
And the Lord Jesus says up to 70 times 7.
那是不是说70×7490次？
And 70 times 7 is 490 times.
是不是耶稣说不是七次，要490次
？So is Jesus teaching us to forgive up to 490 times?
不是这个意思哦。
That's not what he meant.
七十个七次代表说完全的饶恕啊，
无限的饶恕。Means to forgive completely without limit.
这个犹太人他们对数字跟我们这个华人有一些相同之处。
And the Jewish culture, numbers play important meanings, just like in the Chinese culture.
那七对犹太人来讲是一个完全数
And Jewish culture, 7 is a perfect number.
所以70个7次代表完全的完全。
So 70 times 7 is to be absolutely perfect.
换句话说主耶稣教导彼得在饶恕的这个事情上是要完全的饶恕，无限的饶恕的意思。
So and the Lord taught Peter to forgive completely without end.
于是主耶稣接下来就讲了一个比喻
Then he told this parable.
讲到说天国就好像一个王跟他的仆人算账。
That the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants.
来了一个欠1000万银子的。
And there was a servant who owed him 10,000 talents.
这个一千万银子是天文数字
10,000 talents was a large sum of money.
一般的这个解经家认为这个一千万银子大概就是10万他连德。
And the English interpretation is 10,000 talents.
那个十万他连德有多少
How much silver is 10,000 talents?
旧约时代这个亚述王来攻打犹大国那西西家王把这个圣殿的金子柱子的上的金子都刮下来了银子这个300他连德这个凑一凑给了这个亚述王。
In the Old Testament, when the king of Syria invaded Jerusalem, the king Hezekiah collected all the silver that he had available, that was 300 talents to try to appease the enemy.
哦，让这个亚述帝国哈不要来攻打他。
So that in hope and hope that the Assyrians would not invade him.
哦，那银子才300他连德。
And that he collected 300 talents.
好，那如果我们看这个所罗门王造圣殿哦。
And when King Solomon built the temple.
啊，也总共用了金子啊92他连德。
He used 92 talents of gold.
哦，所以我们想想看。十万他连德有多少？
So you could imagine how much is 10,000 talents. 好，
啊，换句话说，这是没有办法偿还的。
Basically, it means that this was a debt that could not be repaid.
哦，那啊，由于他没有任何的东西啊，所以主人就打算把他的家人把他一切所有通通要变卖来还债。
Because the servant was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children.
哦，他向主人要求宽恕。
So he pleaded with the master.
哦，请主人给他时间啊，他一定要还清。
He asked the master to give him time, and he promised to pay all of it.
哦，其实这个这个 promise 是。空口说白话了，因为这是不可能还得清的。
But this was an empty promise. It was impossible for the servant to repay that much money.
永世都还不完的了。
He could not pay it with his life.
主人看他可怜。
But the master had pity on him.
对他动了慈心。
And had compassion.
不但把他放了，而且免了他像天价一样的债务。
Not only did the master release him, he forgave this.Huge amount of debt.
那这个时候，这个仆人呢、这个出去、遇到一个同伴、这个同伴欠他十两银子而已、
But then the servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii.
一千万两跟十两相差100万倍。
So that amount is about a million times less than what he had owed.
换句话说，跟他欠主人的一千万两比起来，根本就是如同没有一样。
And compared to how much he owed the master, his fellow servant owed him practically nothing.
但是这个蒙恩的仆人呢、却不肯放了那个欠他钱的
The servant did not release his fellow servant who owed him money.
求助他。甚至掐住他的喉咙
He even took him by the throat.
把他下到监牢 直到还完债务。
And threw him into prison until he was repaid.
所有的同伴看到都很忧愁就把这个事情跟主人报告了。
So when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were grieved and told the master.
于是主人就把这个人找了来。
So the master called back the servant.
称他是恶奴才。
He said, "You wicked servant."
你刚刚央求我，我就免了你所欠的。你不当不应当也怜悯你的同伴像我怜恤你一样吗
？He said, "I had just forgiven you." All that debt because you begged me. Should you not have also had compassion on your fellow servant?
那既然你不连续的我也不连续你所以主人大大的生气，把他交给掌刑的，要等他还清所欠的债。
Because the servant did not show compassion, and the master did not show compassion, and deliver him to the torturers until he could pay all that was due to him.
他有没有可能能够还清他的债？不可能。
Was it possible for the servant to repay everything he owed? No.
所以在这里主耶稣下了一个结论。
So in conclusion, Jesus said,
你们个人若不从心里饶恕你们的弟兄
，If each of you does not from his heart forgive his brother,
我天父也要这样待你们。
My heavenly Father will do to also do to you.
原来这个比喻不单是对彼得讲。
And so this parable was not for Peter alone.
也是对每一个人说的。
But for everyone.
我们都需要天父怜悯我们。
We all desire God's mercy.
我们都需要天父赦免我们。
We all need His forgiveness.
这里用这个债来象征我们的罪。
And here the parable, the debt represents our sin.
那唯有我们的天父。来饶恕，来赦免我们的罪债。
Only the Heavenly Father can forgive the debt we have in sin.
哦，我没有办法靠自己啊来还清这个罪债。
Because none of us, it is impossible for any of us to repay this debt.
哦，当晚上啊，小弟想借着这一个比喻啊，来跟我们大家来分享哦，怎么样来实践这个饶恕人七十个七次的道理。
So this evening, I'd like to share with you some lessons from this parable on how to forgive. 70 times 7.
哦，在这里啊，主耶稣所下的结论哦，说若不哦。你们个人啊，若不从心里饶恕你们的弟兄
，The Lord Jesus said, "If you do not forgive your brother from your heart."
哦，所以从心里饶恕人呢，必须要有智慧才做得到。
In order to forgive from our heart, it requires wisdom.
也饶恕人不是一个很简单的事情
，because it's difficult to forgive.
哦，由于别人他们的轻率，哦，他们的残酷或者是鲁莽等等，哦，使我们呢。蒙受很大的痛苦伤害。
Because people cause us pain because they are careless or because they were rude.
哦，也让我们呢对人有所怀恨。
And that gives us that makes us carry a sense of hatred toward them.
哦，这是很正常的一个反应。
That is a normal human reaction.
啊，但是耶稣在这里啊，却告诉我们说，若不从心里饶恕我们的弟兄。我们的天父也不饶恕我们。
Jesus Christ says, "If we do not forgive from our heart, then our heavenly Father will also not forgive us."
好，为什么我们要从心里饶恕人呢
？Why do we need to forgive from our heart?
哦，第一个啊，哦，因为我们需要神的饶恕。
The first reason is because we all need God's forgiveness.
哦，在这里耶稣所说的这个比喻啊，哦，教导我们一个。哦，可以说啊，贯穿整本新约圣经的一个教训。
And the lesson of this parable is the lesson that is repeated throughout the Bible.
哦，人既然蒙神的赦免
，If we as human beings are forgiven by God，
所以也必须要赦免人。
Then we ought to forgive each other.
哦，凡不肯饶恕他同伴的人呢
？If we are not willing to forgive our brothers，
也必不能够。得着神的饶恕
，then we would not be forgiven by God。
哦，主耶稣在这里，这个主耶稣啊，在这个教导门徒的祷告文当中，也很清楚的教导我们。
And the Lord Jesus teaches us very clearly in the Lord's Prayer。
哦，免我们的债
，forgive us our debts，
如同我们免了人的债
，as we forgiven our debtors。
哦，我们要得蒙神的赦免
，if we want to be forgiven。
哦，完全呢、啊，在于我们呢、啊，是不是也肯赦免别人
？Then we need to reflect on whether or not we're willing to forgive others.
哦，啊，祷告文并不是说啊，求神免我们的债，哦，正如同我们啊，打算也要免人的债，哦。
The Lord's Prayer did not say, "Forgive us our debts as we plan to forgive our debtors."
哦、不是打算哦。而是如同我们也免了人的债哦。
It says, "As we forgiven our debtors."
哦，如果我们不肯饶恕人
，If we are not willing to forgive,
哦，我们也必得不着神的饶恕。
Then we would not be forgiven.
哦，有一次啊，有一个传道人，哦，跟一个将军啊、哦、在一起旅行。
There was a pastor who took a trip with a general.
哦，那看到这个将军哦，动不动啊，哦，就对他的这个随从哦大发脾气。
And he saw that the general would often yell at his aide who was accompanying him.
哦，这个军人呢，有时候是脾气不好的哦。
There are some soldiers who have bad temper.
哦，那这个有一次哦，他的副官呢、啊，不知道又哪些事情没有做好哦，哦，这将军呢、啊，对他、啊、又打又骂的。
So one was this aide. It wasn't clear what this aide had done to cause this general to be angry and yelling at him.
哦，在这个盛怒之下，甚至啊，哦，把手枪从枪套拔出来呀、啊，哦，对着这个他的副官的脑袋呀、啊。
And the general was so angry that he even pulled out his pistol, pointed at the head of his aide.
哦，当那个副官哦，吓得全身发抖，跪地求饶哈、哦，求这个将军呐、啊，能够饶恕他。
And of course, this aide had to plead for his life.
哦。啊，这个将军呢、啊，对他说：“说啊，我啊从来不赦免人的。”
This general said, "I never forgive anybody."
哦，那这个时候，这个传道人然后在旁边看到啊，就说话了。
So when this minister saw this, he spoke up.
哦，说将军呐、啊、
，He said, "General."
哦，一个从来不曾犯错的人，才有资格说啊，我从来不赦免人的。
Only a person who never makes a mistake can claim that he can never forgive anybody.
哦，将军想一想，就把枪收起来了。
So the general thought about it and put his pistol away.
哦，因为他也知道哦，是人啊都会犯错。
Because he knew that everyone makes mistakes.
哦，所以中国人有句话说：“人非圣贤，谁能无过？”就算是圣贤，他们也会犯错的。
Even a saint will make a mistake.
哦，所以我们啊，必须要彼此互相的饶恕。
So that's why we must forgive one another.
哦，就如同啊啊，神在耶稣基督里头啊，饶恕了我们一样。
Just as God has forgiven us through the Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，所以唯有我们啊，肯饶恕人的过错。
Only when we're willing to forgive the errors of other people.
我们在祷告的时候才有资格啊，哦。念那个主祷文呐、啊，也求神呐、啊、免我们的罪债。
Then only then do we deserve to say to God, forgive us our debts.
哦，所以在我们刚刚所读的这个比喻里头，提醒我们。
So this parable serves as a reminder.
哦，如同那个主人对那个恶奴仆所说的。
As the master said to the wicked servant.
哦，你不应当连续你的同伴，向我连续你吗
？Should you not have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had?
哦，所以我们也要哦学会饶恕人，因为我们有很多过错需要神来饶恕我们。
So we must learn to forgive because God, we always need God to forgive us.
那第二个哦，为什么我们要从心里饶恕人
？Second reason why we need to forgive from our hearts.
哦，因为啊，我们也需要别人的饶恕。
It's because we also need to be forgiven by other people.
哦，西方人有一句话说啊
，There's their saying.
我们应该要学会饶恕别人。
We must learn to forgive others.
因为我们也有很多的过错需要别人的饶恕。
Because we also need to, we have errors that needs to be forgiven.
哦，很多时候啊，我们也是无意当中哦，说的、啊、伤害别人的话而不自觉。
There are times we will speak words that hurt others without even knowing.
我们也是有一些哦，这个不良的习惯哦。让别人很难忍受。
And we may have bad habits that annoy other people.
哦，有时候我们也会啊，很轻率的，哦，来误解别人的动机，或者是论断人。
Perhaps we easily misinterpret other people and can misunderstand them.
哦，有一个做婆婆的人呢、啊。
There was a mother-in-law.
哦，她很有洁癖的哦。
Who was who wanted everything to be clean.
哦，那他不但哦自己很有洁癖哦，啊，他啊也很要求他家里的人哦，无论是他的儿女或者是他的媳妇。
She required everyone around her, including her children and her daughter-in-law, to be like her.
哦，啊，有一次啊，他要去他这个啊这个啊二媳妇家。
One day she was going visiting her younger daughter-in-law.
哇，那这个二媳妇听说婆婆要来哦。哇，知道婆婆啊，她那个洁癖哦，所以哦，她跟她的先生啊，哦，三天哦，花了三天的功夫哦，把家里打扫得一尘不染。
So when that family heard the mother was coming, they spent 3 days and 3 nights to clean the house.
哦，尤其是厨房啊。
Especially the kitchen.
哦，无论是啊这个瓦斯炉啊、琉璃台啦、啊，哦啊都是啊刷得哦亮晶晶的。
They brushed and cleaned everya part of the stove and the counter.
哦，总算她在她婆婆啊进门前哦，一切大功告成，搞定了。
So before her mother-in-law stepped into the house, they finally cleaned up everything.
哦，那婆婆啊，就果然如同这个媳妇所想的哦，她一进门哦就来厨房哦就巡视了。
As they had expected, when the mother-in-law arrived, she stepped into the kitchen for her inspection.
哦，检查之后啊，啊，反过来对她的儿子。跟媳妇哦训了一顿。
But after she inspected the kitchen, she turned around and scolded her son and the daughter-in-law.
我就知道。
I knew it.
你们从来都不在家里开火。
You never cook in your kitchen.
你看厨房这么干净。
How could your kitchen be so clean?
你们真浪费呀。
You're so wasteful.
你知道在外面吃多不健康。
Do you know how bad it is to always eat out?
哦，训了那一顿哦。啊，这个中午啊都吃饱了，不用再吃饭了。
And so they were given a good scolding.
哦，那是哦，值得我们去思考的哦。
So it's something to think about.
哎，在不同的这个事件哦时空里头啊， 我们或许也会经常扮演这个婆婆的角色。
In similar circumstances, we played this the part of this mother-in-law.
哦，来责备人，哦，来批评人。
We scold others. We criticize them.
哦，还自以为是，哦，自以为经验丰富。
And we think that we are so experienced.
哦，判断正确。
That we always know what is going on.
哦，事实上啊，根本是错误连连，而自己都不知道。
We don't realize that we're the ones who are mistaken.
哦。也许我们不是故意的。
And we don't may not do it on purpose.
哦，但是啊，却造成了人家的伤害了。
But we hurt other people nevertheless.
哦，所以啊，我们也需要哦学，我们需要学哈、哦、人家的饶恕哦，我们要学会饶恕人。
Because we need to be forgiven, so we forgive others.
哦，所以有人说啊。说饶恕人不是笨蛋，因为笨蛋不会饶恕人的。
And to be able to for only fools do not know how to forgive.
哦，我们都不是笨蛋，所以我们要饶恕人。
So we want, we need to learn how to forgive.
而且、啊、必须要从心里来饶恕哦。
To forgive from our heart.
哦，那接下来哈、啊，我们要怎么样来饶恕人呢
？How do we forgive?
哦，在积极方，哦，在消极方面哦。
One way.
哎，我们呢、啊？哦、生要做到生气不要犯罪。
At least we not, must not sin in our anger、
哦。不可以含怒到日落。
And not keep our anger until after the sun goes down、
哦。跟饶恕、哦、有密切的关系、啊哦、就是生气了。
Because anger goes hand in hand with with forgiveness、
哦。对一个、啊、大阵阵、哦、雷霆之怒、哦啊、这个。当中的人你要跟他讲饶恕、啊、那是讲不通的。
It is impossible for to tell a person to forgive when he is furious.、
哦、基督徒不是圣人，所以我们也会生气。
Christians are not perfect, so we get angry.、
哦、只不过在生气的时候，要记得圣经的原则。
But we must remember the biblical principle when we are angry.、
啊、来看以弗所书四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书四章二十六节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 26。
二十六节，生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。啊，保罗啊，他知道人性的弱点。
Paul knew our human weaknesses。
他还知道哈、哦、啊，生气是无法避免的。
It is unavoidable that we are become angry sometimes。
哦，所以在这里哈、哦，他就提供了一些原则了。
So he gives us a couple of principles。
哦，那根据这个原则，哦，我们有两方面互相勉励的。
So we can use this as a mutual encouragement。
哦，第一个就是我们要克制我们的怒气。
First, we must control our anger。
哦，发怒不可以过剩。
Not be angry beyond our control。
哎，保罗说，生气却不要犯罪。
As Paul says, be angry.But do not sin.
啊，说的简单一点就是啊，不要生气太超过了。
So basically, do not be so angry that you lose control of yourself.
哦，不要因为生气啊，哦啊，说了不该说的话。
Don't say something you may regret just because you're angry.
哎，做了不该做的事情。
Or do something you will regret because just because you're angry.
哦，下了不该下的决心。
Or to decide something just because you're angry.
那个夫妻吵架最常讲的一句话是什么？
What is commonly said between husband and wife when they are arguing?
哦，就是离婚了。
Some many people say, "I'll divorce you."
哦，其实真的想离婚吗
？Do they really want to get a divorce?
当然不是啊。
No.
哦，但是哦，生气的时候往往会讲错话。
But when people become angry, they say things that they don't mean.
哦，那对方说，好了，离婚就离婚，马上打电话叫律师，做的。不该做的事。
What if the other party says, "Fine, let us get divorced and call a lawyer"?
哦，所以在这里保罗强调说，生气哦，不要犯罪哦。
So Paul says, "Be angry, but do not sin."
哎，有一次啊，有两个啊，原本是好朋友哦啊，为了一件小事情啊，啊吵了起来呀。
Once there were two good friends who argued over something.
哦，甚至啊。哦，就打了一架。
Even turned into a brawl.
哦，那其中有一个人哦，啊，就跑去找他的朋友。哦，其中哦，其中打输的那个人哦，就找另外一个朋友来帮他
so
打架了。
When the person who lost the fight, Greg found someone else to help him.
哦，那这个朋友啊，哦，啊，他就要对方哦，先冷静下来。
So this third party asked them to calm down.
哦，但是哦，在这个盛怒之下哦，啊，根本没有办法冷静。
But in their anger, they could not calm down.
哦，那于是啊，哦，这个朋友哦，他就告诉他说哈，说这个吵架就好像什么哈，好，好像对方辱骂你哈，侮辱你哈。就好像对你丢泥巴一样。
So this mediator said, when you are arguing, it is like throwing mud on each other.
哦，那你这个被哦对方丢你泥巴丢得满身哈，啊，当然哈很生气啊。
Of course, you would be angry if someone threw mud on you.
哦，但是这个时候啊，你要把泥巴弄干净是弄不干净的。
And it is you can't clean yourself of the mud.
哦，不妨啊，你等它干了之后拍一拍就掉了。
Why don't you wait till the mud dries, then you can pat it away?
啊，所以你听我的话了哈。
Just listen to me.
啊，明天我再跟你去好了。
I will go with you tomorrow.
哦，想说明天哦，泥巴就干了嘛。
Because tomorrow the mud will be dry.
哦，啊，果然哦，回去之后经过一夜的平静哦，隔天起来觉得也没有什么大不了的事情啊。
So after one night of sleep, the next morning they realized that they were arguing over nothing.
哦，啊，所以啊，没有多久就跟吵架的朋友啊就和好了。
So the two friends reconciled.
哎，有时候想一想还蛮有道理的哦。
And it's a good advice.
哦，这个吵架就好像丢泥巴一样。
And arguing and fighting is like throwing mud.
哦，要哦冷静下来哦。
So we must calm ourselves first.
哎，等情绪过了之后啊，就会发现说其实没有什么大不了的。
And when we're not so emotional, then whatever we're arguing over may not seem that important.
哦，但是如果你没有办法冷静哦，在那个生气的当时啊，哦，一定要争个哈，哦，这个是非对错的话，往往事情是越闹越僵。
But in the heat of the moment, if you insist on arguing until with no end, then you may lose control.
哦，所以保罗给我们第一个原则哈，哦，在这个消极方面，我们要做到哈，哦，就是生气不要犯罪。
So Paul advises us do not sin in our anger.
好，那第二个原则哈，保罗在这里告诉我们说，要克制怒气啊，发怒不要太久。
And Paul also advises us not to be angry for so long.
哦，事实上，一个经常哦这个长久生气的人哈，最先受害的是他自己本身。
And actually, a person who gets angry often hurts himself the most.
哦，我们都知道哈，这个情绪啊会影响到我们的健康。
Because our emotions affect our health.
哦，生气哈会让我们呢，哦，吃东西觉得没有味道。
When you're angry, you don't enjoy your food.
哦，睡觉也睡不着。
You cannot sleep.
哦，所以有人说生气啊是用别人的过错来惩罚自己啊。
So when you become angry, you are punishing yourself because of other people's mistakes.
因为别人做错事，所以啊我罚我自己不吃饭不睡觉。
Because someone else did something wrong to you, then you decide not to enjoy your food or sleep.
哦，多么傻瓜的一件事哦。
What a foolish thing to do.
哦，啊，所以不要长久的怀怒，哦，乃在于哈，我们懂得包容，懂得尊重。
So do not carry our anger, and we must respect and forbear with one another.
哦，英国有个学者啊，啊，他这么说啊。
There's a scholar who said this.
哦，说生活当中哦，我们应当要记得。
We must remember in life.
你有你的看法，人家有人家的见解。
You have your views and.Other people have their opinions.
哦，如果我们有了这样的一个体认
，If we realize that fact,
哎，我们就能够包容，就能够尊重别人跟我们不同的看法跟立场。
We are able to forgive and forbear with different points of view.
我们也不会，也不敢坚持自己的看法才是唯一的正确。
Then we dare not insist that our way is the only way.
哦，所以基督。主耶稣曾说，真理必叫我们得自由啊。
Lord Jesus said, the truth will set us free.
哦，当我们心中有真理的时候
，If there is truth in our heart,
哦，我们就能够得享哦，不被别人激怒而生气的自由了。
Then we will have the freedom not to be angered by what other people do or say.
哦，就能够享有啊不长久怀怒的自由了。
We will have the freedom not to be bound in our anger.
哦，这个才是真理。 给我们的自由。
That is the freedom the truth gives us.
哦，不一定就是说啊，我站在真理这一方，哦，我非得跟你拼得你死我活。
The truth does not give us the right to argue until death.
哦，我要捍卫真理。
Or to guard the truth with everything you have.
我要保护真理。
To protect the truth.
其实啊，经常是真理在捍卫我们，在保卫我们。
Often the truth is protecting us, not the other way around.
我们算什么？
Because who are we?
能够保卫真理，能够捍卫真理。
Who are we to be the only guardian of the truth?
我们不要把真理越弄越乱就好，不要混淆真理就好了。
We must do our best not to confuse the truth.
哦，那反而哈，啊，我们因为啊。懂得真理啊。
But if we have the right understanding of the truth,
哦，就不会啊，硬要跟对方哦，啊，硬碰硬。
We would not feel like we need to butt heads with other people.
因为我们知道，我们并不代表真理啊。
Because we, each person, is not the truth.
哦，哎，真理啊，自然会保护，哦，真理啊，自然啊，啊，会捍卫他自己啊。
The truth will protect and guard itself.
哦，所以当主耶稣在比拉多的审问下面哦。
When Jesus stood before Pontius Pilate.
哦，那比拉多问他说什么是真理哦。
Had to ask him what is truth.
哦，主耶稣他就是道路，就是真理，就是生命啊。
Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
哎，比拉多啊，能够把耶稣钉死十字架。
But Pilate was condemned Jesus to die on the cross.
但是他却没有办法消灭真理耶。
But he could not destroy the truth.
哦，真理永远哦，永远在。
Because the truth lives on.
哦，真理啊，不会消失的。
Truth will not disappear.
哦，所以只要我们懂得这样哦。
So if we know this,
我们就能够克制我们的脾气。
If we understand this, then we can control our temper.
哦，不至于因为自义哦，自以为是哦，就发怒过久。
It would not be become angry so easily out of our self-righteousness.
哦，这个就是啊，在做到说啊，饶恕人七十个七次，在消极的部分。
And these are the two things we do not do, right, as we learn to forgive 70 times 7.
哦，就是我们要懂得控制我们的脾气。
To control our temper.
哦，那再来啊，在积极方面呢？
There's a more active aspect.
怎么样饶恕人七十个七次
？To forgive others 70 times 7.
哦，就是啊，我们要以善胜恶。
That is to overcome evil with good.
哦，也就是主耶稣提醒我们要爱我们的仇敌，为逼迫我们的祷告。
The Lord Jesus teaches us love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
哦，保罗在罗马书十二章那里也说到。
Paul says in Romans chapter 12.
哦，在十四节那里。
Chapter 12, verse 14.
哦，说逼迫你们的啊，要给他们祝福，只要祝福，不可咒诅。
Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse.
哦，在20-21节也说到。
And 20 and 21.
你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝，因为你们这样行，就是把炭火堆在他头上。你不可为恶啊，为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
21. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
哦，这几节的经文呢，很清楚的教导我们哦，啊，在饶恕人积极方面的两个原则。
These verses are clear, and it gives us two principles in how to forgive.
哦，虽然这个是很难达到的。
Even though these are hard to achieve.
哦，但却是我们应当要追求的。
But this is the goal we pursue.
哦，第一个原则啊。
First.
哦，就是要为逼迫我们的人来祷告来祝福。
Pray for those who persecute us and bless those who persecute us.
怎么去实践这个饶恕人七十个七次？
How do we realize forgiveness for 70 times 7?
哦，首先呢，我们就要有这个啊，为逼迫我们的人祷告跟祝福的哦，这个啊意愿。
We must have be willing to pray and bless those who persecute us.
啊，也许我们会说，我不报仇就已经很不错了。
Perhaps you think it is already difficult enough not to take revenge.
哦，还要我啊。啊，为那个逼迫我的人来祷告、来祝福，那是多么的难呢
？How can we possibly pray for and bless those who persecute us？
哦，我们想想看哦，我们之所以啊需要这样做的第一个原因
，Remember the first reason we need to do this。
哦，因为啊，我们相信哦， 我们的人生都是在神的眷顾保护当中。
It is because we believe and know that everything in our lives happened under God's control and God's care.
神能够用人的恶意、人的逼迫来成就神要赐福给我们的美意。
God is able to use persecution and evil from other people to do His good will.
这话怎么讲？
How can I say that?
约瑟就是最好的一个例子。
Joseph is a good example.
约瑟被他的兄弟们卖到埃及去当奴隶。
He was sold by his brother to be a slave in Egypt.
那后来他成了埃及的宰相。
But、later he became the prime minister of Egypt.
后来当这个他的爸爸雅各死了。
And after his father Jacob died.
这些哥哥们很怕说约瑟会来报仇。
Joseph's brother feared that he would take revenge.
所以就差人去向约瑟求饶了。
So they sent a messenger to beg him for forgiveness.
但是从约瑟跟他哥哥的对话当中我们可以看出啊。
But when we read Joseph's words to his brother.
约瑟之所以有机会有能力报仇而不报仇的原因是什么？
We could see that how he was able to refrain from taking revenge, even though he had all the power to do so.
就像他对他哥哥所说的。
He said to his brothers,
说你们不要怕，我岂能替代神？
Do not be afraid. Can I take the place of God?
从前你们的意思是要害我。
And previously you meant evil.
但是神的意思却是好的。
But God intended it for good.
要保全许多人的生命。
Because God wanted to preserve all of our lives.
要成就今日的光景。
And he accomplished what he has done today.
在这里呀、约瑟说到他哥哥们的意思。还有神的意思。
Joseph knew what was in his brother's heart and what was in God's heart.
哥哥们的意思原是坏的。
He knew that his brother meant intended harm and evil.
但是神的意思是好的。
But God made it good.
神是让坏事变好事的神。
God can turn something evil into something good.
所以懂得信赖神。
So when we know and learn to rely on God.
会让我们有饶恕人。的这个智慧啊。
Then we will gain the wisdom to be able to forgive.
也会帮助我们啊，愿意啊，为那个逼迫我们的人来祷告，来祝福。
Then we will be willing to pray and bless those who persecute us.
那第二个原因哦。
Second reason.
让我们能够为逼迫我们的人祷告祝福。
That we can pray for and bless those who persecute us.
因为当我们啊，为逼迫我们的人祷告祝福的时候。
When we pray for them, when we bless them.
如果对方不配得到我们的祷告跟祝福
，If that person is not worthy of prayer or blessing，
而那些代祷跟祝福啊，就会归到我们自己身上。
And all the blessings and prayer we give will return to us。
所以我们如果知道这样的一个应许啊
，If we know such a promise，
我们呢、在为逼迫我们的人祷告跟祝福上我们就不会小气了。
Then we would not be so It would not be so difficult to pray and bless those who persecute us.
我们呢就会愿意用这个更宽广的心胸啊，来为对方祝福。
We will be willing to open our hearts to bless those who persecute us.
因为我们知道，如果对方不配得的话，那些祝福啊，就归到我们了。
Because if they are not worthy, then God will return all the blessings we give them back to us.
这个就是啊。我们在这个要做到饶恕人70个7次的时候，在积极方面就是要懂得为逼迫我们的人来祷告来祝福。
This is one active aspect of how to forgive 70 times 7 to pray for and bless those who persecute us.
那第二个
second way
在积极方面我们要做到饶恕人70个7次。
In order to forgive 70 times 7,
就是要能够以善胜恶。
Must overcome evil with good.
刚刚保罗啊，在罗马书12:20-21那里就说到了。
Paul writes in Romans chapter 12:20-21.
仇敌饿了，渴了，就给他吃，给他喝。
If your enemy is hungry or thirsty, feed him.
因为啊，这样就等于把炭火堆到他头上去了。
In doing so, you heap coals of fire on his head.
你们啊，不要为恶所胜，要以善胜恶。
Do not be overcome by evil.
哦，这里所说的哈、把炭火堆到他的头上去啊，不是啊，给我们一个报仇的方法哈。
Heaping coals of fire on someone's head does not imply revenge.
哦，拿炭火去烫他。
Not to burn them with fire.、
哦、不是这个意思哈。
That's not what he meant.
啊，这是他们那、啊、当时哈、哦、犹太人的一句成语呀、啊。
This was a saying in those times.
哦，意思就是用仁慈。来对待仇敌，用爱心啊来感化他，哦，来化敌为友啊。
Its meaning was to turn our enemies into our friends when we show them love.
哦，有一个啊，这个哦牧羊人哦，他的隔壁啊搬来一个猎人呢。
Yes, a shepherd. One day a hunter moved next to a shepherd.
哦，那个猎人哦，经常没有把他的猎狗管好，所以他猎狗啊，就会跑到这个牧羊人哦的羊圈里头啊，把这个羊给咬伤了。
But the shepherd did not the hunter let his dog loose, so his dog would often jump into the sheep's pen and bite them.
哦，那这个牧羊人呢、啊，抗议几次没有。哦，没有效果啊，所以啊，就告到警长那边去了。
So the shepherd complained a few times, but nothing changed. So he complained to the sheriff.
哦，这个老警长啊，就告诉他了。
So the sheriff replied.
哦，你是要永远的解决，还是暂时解决
？Do you want to solve this problem for good or just for a little while？
哦，那暂时的解决就是哦，我来哈、哦、来这个。来这个猎人家里哈、哦，警告他哈、哦，不允许哈、哦、他的狗啊再跑到你那边去。
If you want to solve it for a short while, I can go to the hunter's house and warn him to tell him to tie up his dog.
哦，但是我不可能24小时待命啊。
But I cannot be there 24 hours a day.
哦，这个牧羊人说，那我要永远解决的啦。
And the shepherd said, I need some way to take care of this for good.
哦，最好哈、哦，这个警长啊，你要开枪把他的狗打死，就永远解决了。
Maybe you can shoot the dog.
哎，这个不是解决的方法了。
But that is not the way to solve the problem.
哦，那警长说、啊，我告诉你永远解决的方法，你送几只羊过去吧。
The sheriff said the best way to solve this problem is to give him a few of your sheep.
哦，当做礼物啊，送给他的儿女啊。
Give it to his children as gifts.
哦，你听我的哦。
Listen.
哦，那后来那个牧羊就说：“好吧，我就听你这么一次了。”
So the shepherd agreed.
哦，他把这个小羊哦，小绵羊哦，送给这个猎人的哈、哦，哎，他有几个女儿哈、哦，哇，看到这个小绵羊好可爱呀、啊、哈、哦，爱不释手。
So the shepherd gave the hunter's daughters a few adorable lambs.
哦，那个猎狗啊，我在笼子里面又吼又叫又吼又叫。
So the daughters loved these lambs, and the dogs was in the cage wanting to get out.
哦，被这个哦，他这个女儿们呢骂了一顿哦，啊，而且啊，他这些女儿们还警告他爸爸哦，啊，绝对不允许啊，哦，让这个狗狗跑出来咬我的羊啊。
So the hunter's daughter warned him not to let the dog loose to bite their lambs and sheep.
所以哦，这个狗就关得很好了
哦。So the hunter had to take care of his dog.
不会出来咬哦，这个哦，这个小女儿哦，这个女儿们的羊，当然也不会跑到隔壁去了。
He was not let loose to bite any more sheep.
哦。那这个猎人心里想说、哦哦：“我的狗经常跑去咬人家的羊，人家还对我这么好，还送我们，哦，这个小孩那个小羊啊。”
But the hunter thought that the shepherd was so kind that even though his dog injured his sheep, he still gave us gifts.
哦，后来哈、哦，他打猎哈、哦，有猎物哈、哦，他也送了一些这个肉哈、哦。给这个牧羊人啊。
So he would give the shepherd some game that he hunted in return.
哦，那牧羊人啊，也会把这个哈、哦、羊奶啦，哈、哦、这个也好，那奶酪啊，哈、哦、也送给他。
And in return, now the shepherd would give him some milk and some cheese.
哦，两家变成啊、哦、非常要好的朋友。
And they became good friends.
哦，这个就是、哦、老警长所说的哈、哦，一劳永逸的。永远解决的方法。
So, as the sheriff promised, they took care of the problem for good.
而不是开枪把他的狗打死。
He couldn't have solved the problem if they had shot the dog.
而是把敌 人变成朋友。
But rather, they turned his enemy into a friend.
哦，所以我们要怎么样做到饶恕人哦，七十个七次。
So how do we forgive 70 times 7?
哦，在积极方面呢，我们就是要能够以善胜恶。
We must, as Paul says, overcome evil with good.
哦，让我们没有敌人哦。
So that we would no longer have enemies.
哦，就好像在这里哈、哦，主耶稣所说的。
As the Lord Jesus says.
哦，我们如果不从心里饶恕人
，If we do not forgive from our hearts，
哦，我们的天父就就也不饶恕我们。
Our Father in heaven would also not forgive us。
啊，如果我们彼此饶恕的话
，But if we forgive one another，
哦，那我们就没有仇敌了。
Then we would no longer have enemies。
哦，就没有人能得罪我。
And no one could truly sin against us。
哦，这个是我们应有的一个智慧，也是这个主耶稣在这里讲了七十七个饶恕。给我们的真理。
That is the wisdom that we pursue and the truth in forgiving 70 times 7.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们每一个人。
May the Lord help us.
在一年的开始呢，我们都愿意立志来做到彼此的饶恕。
As we begin a new year, let us make a resolution to be willing to forgive.
来得着神更多的饶恕。
So that we can receive forgiveness from God.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
126首。
126.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们祷告的时候，也为一些身体欠安的弟兄姐妹来代祷。
Let's pray for the brothers and sisters who are ill.
也为教会的圣工来祷告。
And let's also pray for sacred work in the church.
明天后天在圣何西教会有一个圣经的讲习会。
In the next two days, we will hold a Bible study reading seminar.
跟我们一起来分享我们怎么读圣经。
We will share different ways we can study the Bible.
怎么样的态度来读它。
And the right attitude in studying the Bible.
怎么样读懂圣经。
And how can we read the Bible so that we understand?
我们欢迎我们弟兄姐妹来参加。
We welcome brothers and sisters to attend, come to church for the seminar.
一起祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray.
Thank you.